back to modern-day Russia now. NSA leaker Edward Snowden popped up on Russian TV screens this week. The former U.S. intelligence contractor phoned in a question during President Vladimir Putin's nationwide TV call-in show.
Does Russia intercept, store, or analyze in any way the communications of millions of individuals?
Snowden was granted asylum by Russia last year. His question during Putin's show and the president's answer are generating a lot of buzz. I asked Andrei Soldatov for his reaction. He's editor of the Russian website Agentura, which focuses on security and surveillance issues.
Well, of course, I was surprised because, well, you know that here in Moscow, it's absolutely impossible to get in touch with Snowden, and he never granted any interviews to Russian journalists, and we were told that he's heavily protected by security people. So that's why it was a big surprise.
And what do you make of Putin's answer? He said basically Russia does not spy on its people on a mass scale, and that even if it wanted to, it doesn't have the capability. Was he telling the truth?
Well, not exactly, because actually Russian secret services have technical capabilities to spy on Russian citizens. We have very sophisticated and advanced system of telecommunication interception known as SORM, the system of operation and research measures. And this system is very advanced. We actually investigated with Russian efforts to intercept, to store, and to conduct mass surveillance on Russian citizens. It's actually a developing story because many Russian secret services now try to buy special programs to, for example, monitor social networks. It's a quite a murky picture, to be frank.
Do you think that Snowden's question or Putin's answer yesterday will spark some debate about this topic in Russia?
Well, I do hope, because we exposed last year the story about totalitarian surveillance at the Olympic Games in Sochi, and to be frank, it was mostly debated abroad, not in Russia. So I hope maybe now, because we got Putin's response, obviously we can comment on this and we can expose why he was wrong. And I think it's a very good thing because it helps us to launch a debate about these things now.
Should we assume that the conversation we're having now is being listened to?
That might be possible because you know that Microsoft, which now is the owner of Skype, actually has a very good connections with Russian secret services since the 1990s, mostly because Russian secret services helped Microsoft to fight piracy. And they always open at all things. So we should presume that Skype is not safe. To be frank, I try to speak as open as I could just because I think that I just hate self-censorship. And I think the problem is that in the country like Russia, when you don't have established rules, what is allowed or what is not allowed for journalists, it's a very smart tactic for the Kremlin because you might inspire self-censorship. Everybody try to guess what is allowed.
And have you had problems in the 15 years that you've been doing this? I mean,
yeah, plenty of them, actually.
Well, okay. That's,
I was summoned for interrogation. I was almost accused of disclosing state secret. When I wanted to publish my book about Russian secret services in Russian, immediately the printing house, not even the publisher, but the printing house was raided by the security agents. So it's this is a big problem. Nobody knows the rules. And these rules might be changed very rapidly. Just a year ago, it was almost impossible to accuse journalists of state treason. Now it's possible. And now we have these new amendments that now journalists or publicists might be, or anyone who express some sort of critical things about, say, Crimea might be accused of harming national interests. And again, it's so unclear and so, well, unpredictable who might be actually prosecuted. So the situation is very unpredictable, I must say.
Andrei Soldatov is editor for the Russian website agentura.ru. Thank you for the work you do and for speaking with us.
Thank you.